Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's with us. Janet's a great friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder and president of Leverage and Development, which is her organization where she helps people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's an outstanding consultant to small business owners, especially ladies. She helps women entrepreneurs put their best foot forward. And she's here to talk to us about something that's really important. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. By the way, her book is called 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. That's one of them. And the other was Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Janet, you've been doing a lot of work recently, well, over the years, really, but especially recently, on something called supplier diversity. Would you explain that? Would you define that and tell the audience what that's all about?
Well, when purchasing agents or purchasing agents of large corporations or government entities try to make their supplier list diverse, and by diverse they mean to include small businesses and subcategories of small businesses like women-owned and
right.
minority-owned and veteran-owned and disadvantaged and those kinds of things. So they try to have a diverse list of suppliers that are available to them to purchase from.
Mm-hmm.
And I say there's two reasons for this. One is social consciousness, because it's the right thing to do. It reinvests in the local economy, helps
right.
small businesses, especially the disadvantaged. But also, sometimes it's required of them, especially large corporations,
right.
if they have a federal contract or even a state contract.
Mm-hmm. There are percentages. There are established percentages of small businesses,
yes.
number of women-owned, a number of minority,
right.
Et cetera.
If you have a federal contract, you have to spend or show how you tried to spend 23% of your money with small businesses and
right.
5% with women-owned businesses.
Right. Yeah. And so when we talk
yeah.
about when we talk about diversity, can you hear me, Janet?
I can.
Okay, good. When you talk about diversity, and you were talking about local. You mentioned a local example. If a plant or an installation of a major corporation comes to an area, they have national contracts with big companies that provide them with lots of different things that can preclude a local vendor even having access to serving that local installation. And this kind of diversity, as you said, helps out. It contributes to the local market, and it doesn't foreclose. It doesn't lock out a local vendor by having that kind of a. Not only the government has these percentages, as you say, but also the companies will have their own policies about this, won't they?
Yes, and one of the examples I use in my workshop are two examples. One is Michelin, who is located in my back door, and literally I'm 3 miles from their offices.
In South Carolina.
In South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and that's where their North American headquarters are. They have a government contract, a federal contract, to supply tires for Department of Defense vehicles. So
mm-hmm.
they are required to have supplier diversity. BMW,
right.
on the other hand, does not sell government cars to government,
mm-hmm.
But they have the social consciousness to have
right.
that supplier diversity policy.
Right. So this is the program, folks. Whether it be self-imposed or government-imposed or a combination of the two, and they've been around for a long time. I mean, I've been reporting on these kinds of contract policies and structures. Since I started doing my show over 14 years ago, but here we are in the 21st century, years later, Janet, how's it working out for small businesses? What is your opinion?
Well, I think it's it's become the new norm, and I mean that this is for the corporations or the government agencies. They, almost all of them, will have a supplier diversity policy, or at least they'll have in their, you know, the description of what they want from a purchaser, that they look for women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, that kind of thing. So that's kind of, it's not that you're looking for that rare corporation that needs you because you are woman-owned. It's almost
right.
Standard.
Right.
The other side of that coin is that almost all women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, et cetera, know something about it. So a lot of them have gotten certifications,
mm-hmm.
and I still have to
You've helped a lot of them do that, haven't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they'll ask, you know, they're wondering, should they get certified? If they sell to a business, then it's at least worth considering, because that's the other side of the new norm. Most businesses either make that claim or have self-certified, and some people some corporations and government agencies are fine with self-certification,
mm-hmm.
you're just declaring that you are.
Mm-hmm.
But then more and more are looking for that third-party validation that
right.
you are certified. So
well, they need that for their files when they aggregate all their activity and prove to the ultimate contract, the ultimate customer, whether it be the government or whoever it may be, they aggregate all those information, and they need those documents for their files, don't they?
They do, to say that yes, we did what
that's
we were
that's
supposed
how,
to
that's
do.
How they get, that's how they get paid.
Yeah, they don't get paid, or then they
right.
lose the contract
mm-hmm.
if they don't. But,
mm-hmm.
but also, they could get sued if somebody decided that that corporation awarded business to somebody who was not truly
right.
woman-owned or veteran-owned,
right.
et cetera. So they like the third-party validation, because then they're not held accountable
right.
for it.
And folks, there are a lot of different scenarios. I mean, it could be the company's own installation. It could be that the business that you do business with is a contractor, maybe the prime contractor on a project for the government or something like that, and you become a sub with that prime contractor. So it could be a direct relationship with the ultimate customer, or it could be through a contractor to the ultimate customer. Your relationship all the way through in the supplier diversity strategy that you might have. When we come back, I'm going to ask Janet about some of the issues that are popping up with people who are trying to do business through this supplier diversity program. And there are some out there, by the way, so you need to know about those. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Janet Christie is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.